a little book that came out about 10 or more years ago called The Power of Now has sold millions of copies and is still selling very fast. So we remind ourselves this morning that God is to be found in the present moment, nowhere else. A prayer that asks us to bring everything to God. And if we feel we have nothing to bring, then we bring our nothing to God. You must bring him everything. Your dreams, your successes, your rejoicing. And if you have little to rejoice over, bring him that little. And if your life seems only like a heap of fragments, bring him the fragments. And if you have only empty hands, bring him your empty hands. Shattered hopes are his material. In his hands all is made good. Something like 2,000 billboards across the United States for the last few days carry the message, Judgment Day, May the 21st, 2011, cry mightily unto God, the Bible guarantees it. But 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time last night passed and nothing happened. The world didn't end, fortunately. And on Radio 5 yesterday, 5 Live yesterday, they were asking people the question, if you knew you had only a limited time, a day, say, 24 hours to live, what would you do? And the replies I heard seemed to be all to do with having a gigantic English breakfast somewhere in Devon, which offers the biggest breakfast in the United Kingdom. The same question was put to a great saint several hundred years ago, St. Charles Borromeo, a Jesuit, a cardinal, Archbishop of Milan. And he was asked if you were in the middle of a game of chess, and he was very fond of chess, and you were told that you were going to die in an hour, what would you do? And he's supposed to have said, I would continue with my game of chess. And that is called living in the present moment. Being open to what the present moment offers and letting God take care of us. Very often people say to me, and I don't know how many times I've heard it in the past, I feel that God has a plan for my life and I feel I am failing him. Or I feel I'm avoiding letting God get close to me in case he asks me to give him too much. And both these positions, I'm sure you'll agree, make for a very troubled conscience. The feeling that one is always falling behind in our relationship with God, and it leaves us feeling uneasy and obviously very insecure. And one of the great remedies for this problem is to try to live in the present moment. And that is very different from living for the present moment. Living in the present moment and living for the present moment. Living for the present moment is a kind of selfish hedonism. And living in the present moment is pure grace. And it means very simply to allow yourself to turn your whole attention to what you are doing in this split second. You are letting the past take a back seat. You leave the future out there to be met when it comes. And so you give your whole attention to this split second and leave the rest in God's hands. And it's obviously very helpful at moments of distress when the last thing you want to do is to face the reality of the situation you are in. You want to fly, to get away from the situation. You want to bury yourself in activity, anything rather than deal with the difficult situation you are in. And where grace, God's grace comes in, is to help you not to run away, not to bury yourself in activity, not to bury yourself in recrimination, but to face and even to outface the unbearable event, whatever it is. And once you have faced it, letting it go to God. And in doing that, you are making an act of trust that God will keep you safe, that God will make you strong. And staying in the present moment means that we are completely aware of what we are doing, not operating as we very often do in a kind of semi-conscious state. And staying in the present moment gives us the chance to see things as they really are, and not just as we would like them to be. And this means that we are facing the truth, and as Jesus says, the truth, and only the truth, will set us free. And we are facing the truth if we live in the present moment, not getting lost in dreams or fantasy or fooling ourselves. In today's gospel, we heard Jesus say, "I am the way, I am the way, the truth and the life. I am the way," not the goal of life, not someone to be faced after death. "I am the present moment. I will take you along the path which is my path and be your guide. I have no plans for your future. I am the way to the future. Just be on the way. I am the truth, and only the truth will set you free. Only the truth will give you rest for your restless heart. So let go of your fear. Let go of your anger. Let go of your bad memories. Let go of your doubt. Let go of any resentment. Let go of your negative feelings about yourself. Let go to me," Jesus invites us. "Just let go for this split second, which is all you have." And of course, we remind ourselves that we may let go of our anger for this split second, but it will return. So we have to do this maybe a dozen times a day. But letting go means letting God deal with whatever it is that is burdening us, that is oppressing us. And one last point about living in the present moment is that it opens our eyes. It allows us to come out of our semi-conscious state, and it helps us to see what we have been missing while we have been absorbed in our negative way of looking at things. Coming into the present moment opens our eyes to the glory of God, to the glory of God's world, and being amazed. A little book written about 400 years ago by a Jesuit, Pierre de Caussade, is called The Sacrament of the Present Moment. Every moment is a sacrament, a revelation of God's presence. And he says, every moment is full of infinite possibilities. Yes, infinite possibilities. And some of those possibilities are an increased awareness of the person I'm talking to, an open ear to listen to the person that's talking to me, an open heart, an open mind, not entirely engrossed in my own thoughts, my own feelings, but open and alert and listening and attentive. And lastly, a little bit of advice from a modern poet about living in the present moment. And she says, "Instructions for living a life. Pay attention. Be astonished. Tell about it." Pay attention. Be astonished. Tell about it. So be amazed, be astonished at what is happening here this morning.